2-0. Shots have severely slanted into the River Kings' favor, 25-9, as they are just amping up the pressure.
River Kings have gotten 5 shots this period, and Isanti still has 0. It was really really even at the start, but the River Kings just got a burst of energy, and I think they built off it, and eventually one of the shots that they took just went in.
Mattern and Wilhelm to take this draw. Center ice. Won by Mattern, but poked aside by Dubell. Dubell up to Tudich, Tudich up the wall. Now Yatsenko to play it. Yatsenko back to Mattern. Mattern to Johnson. Johnson deep into the River Kings zone. Lots of cheers from the crowd as Dylan Jimenez's name is announced. Like we said, that was his first point. Now Whitehead at Tudich. Tudich chipping, looking for Cooper.
Beautiful
Cooper.
Pass.
Cooper.
Oh, great save with the pad there.
Yeah.
Amazing effort by Cook, though, to try to get that one-hand chip on it.
Yeah, a great pass through the Asani zone is going to find Cooper, but that's turned away by White. Now to play it is Wilharm on Zachary White's right side, deep into the Asante zone. That's going to move up to Mattern, or not Mattern, Johnson. Johnson moving through the neutral zone. Whitehead going to get a stick on it, but Mattern, or Johnson recovers, and Whitehead is going to recover a shot that was turned aside by Bori Yildirim. Now a scrum along the wall. Looking for it is Yatsenko and Mattern. A shot from Thorson is blocked
beautiful
by Wilharm.
Block.
And Wilharm is going to have a breakaway chance here, but it's defended.
Great Orr. Back check by Orr.
Orr was great able to recover check. That. Centering pass for Cooper. Cooper couldn't bury that one. Now deep into the zone is Cooper. Cooper looking for any help. Pressured by the Isanti defenders. He's going to play it over to Tudich. Tudich is going to leave that one for Chaus. Now Chaus is getting berated by Thorson. Thorson's going to get that one up to Yatsenko. Yatsenko has been on the ice for a while now. He's going to be looking to change. It's a long change this period for both teams. Now trickling into the River Kings zone is the puck with Chaus. Chaus up to Chemi. Chemi to Upton. Upton's going to drive right, wide right. And that puck doesn't find its intended target. And it's going to be out of the zone in an offsides for the River Kings. Just a delayed one, not a full whistle. Now back to Hill in the neutral zone. That's going to be pressured by Parnell. Parnell looking for Schmidt, but can't find him. Now Chemi with the puck. Chemi's going to move through the neutral zone. He's going to curl back, looking for Hill. Finds him. Hill with the puck now, looking for Bagnoli. Up to Chemi, though. Chemi to Bagnoli. Bagnoli, a great shot there. But
great shot. Great glove, too. White's made some beautiful glove saves tonight.
Yeah.
No, and I'll say it, too. I was thinking about it. Xavier Beauchamp and Antoine Bonin on the ice right now. That is a 6'4 and 6'6 defenseman combination. That is a scary defense combo to be coming down against.
Yeah, some big size here from the River Kings as Beauchamp is going to have a shot. That one's going to be wide right of the net. Over to Upton. Bonin, though, keeps it in. Chips it deep for Bagnoli. Bagnoli behind the cage, pressured by Carson Finch. As Isanti was finally able to get the change on that last whistle. Now Beauchamp with it in the neutral zone. He's going to make a great move to get past Meyer.
Big hit.
But Meyer's now with it. He's going to play it deep into the zone. Bonin for it. Bonin's going to move to the left of Bori Yildirim and chip that one out into the neutral zone where it's recovered by Colin Dunleavy. Now Meyer back to play it for Parnell. But Antoine Bonin is able to snatch that puck away, and he's going to move that to Bagnoli. Bagnoli poke check by Cavender. And now we have Dylan Meyer with the puck. Meyer to Schmidt. Schmidt's going to lose that one, though, and now the River Kings are with it. Antoine Bonin's going to move up the left side here for Bagnoli. Bagnoli to Upton, and that puck is attacked and turned over. Now to the deep into the Asante zone for Trenton Cavender. Cavender up to Nutt. Nutt can't quite get to that one. And just a lot of back and forth here.
100%. I think Asante's just struggling connecting on passes out of the zone right now. That's really all it is. And
River
Kings are just dumping it back in and going right back on the forecheck.
Yeah, just some. It's kind of slowed down a little bit, but they can't really connect on any of the passes. But the River Kings don't want to hold on to the puck. They're just kind of sending it in deep here. So both teams
Santi just needs to do what they did in the first, just start dumping it in and going on the forecheck like they did.
Yeah, just some excellent pressure from on both sides of the puck. .638 left to go here. 28 shots to 9 shots. River Kings up 2-0 in the second period. Refs tonight, we have Fenton. Sorry, I cannot find Fenton Hoyley. That's a new name here. Nutt and McNeish, the draw in the River Kings zone. That puck is played up to Orr. Or to Panofsky, who can't quite get a shot off. That's defended by McNeish. Now circling with it is Thorson. Thorson trying to get a pass over, but that's blocked by Gruda. Now Thorson behind his own cage. He's going to chip that up the wall for Trevor Ripley. But Ripley's going to turn it over to Schweitzer. Schweitzer moving with it. Has some space. Looks for a shot. Can't quite get one off. Some turmoil in front of the net there. Now Whitehead with it. He's going to chip it deep into the Isanti zone, and the River Kings are going to look like they were going to change there, but I don't believe anyone changed. Now Gruda with it. That puck slides past him, though, and Panofsky is going to send that deep into the River Kings zone. Now Dubelle back to play it. Dubelle versus Nutt. Nutt's going to get a shot off there, and that's turned away by Boyle Yildirim. Whitehead now with it. Over to Dubelle. Dubelle circling the cage. He's going to curl back around twice, trying to get through Panofsky, but Panofsky's just hounding him. A shot by Isanti, turned away by...
Isanti getting some really good offense here now. This is what they need. This is what they need to get back into this
River Kings game. They've been trapped out there for a while now. I think they wanted to get a change, but it's the long change period. Now, finally able to clear it, or circling within the neutral zone. He's going to get it deep. Dubelle and Whitehead looking for it.
No, it doesn't look like it.
No, not quite. Number 14, Corbin Manson now to play it. Over to his teammate, Duke Kersting. Now back up to Orr. Orr looking for a shot. That one's tipped wide to the right of the cage. Or to Boyle Yildirim's left. All right. And now Dubelle with it. Whiffs on the pass up the boards. And the Isanti's going to recover it down low. And this is not what you want to see. You want to see the defense needs to recover those, especially after shots like that. They need to get that puck out, and River Kings are just trapped right now as Isanti is building up pressure. Puck up to number 21, Owen. Owen down to Erickson, and that puck is finally cleared out by the River Kings, who are just...
River Kings looking for a quick change here.
A five-man
change.
Hopefully
they don't give anything up. No, it looks like they got a good change there quick, so that's good. Good recovery.
Great hustle there. They had to change all five players. Usually you don't see that. Usually the D-pair will come off at some point before the forwards or vice versa. Now Lecomte to Texmo into the Isanti zone. Lecomte with a great shot. That one's turned about by
great
Zachary
White.
Great save
by the glove again.
Yeah.
Great save.
A windmill save there, but unable to hang on to the rebound.
Oh, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It was crossbar.
Oh. Well.
Still.
He's swinging his glove up.
Gotta love when the post has your back as a goalie.
Oh, yeah.
It's your best friend.
Marc-Andre Fleury loves to give his post some love after any saves like that. I wonder if White's doing the same thing. Now behind the net is Jake Breisland. Breisland with it, looking for a centering pass. Doesn't get through. Breisland back with it. He's getting checked by Johnson and...
Nice tip chance there in front.
Yeah.
Not much else he could have done there.
That's cleared out for... Cleared all the way back to Boyle Yildirim.
Oh, that was almost
mishandled.
That was almost bad.
Yeah. Yildirim's going to mishandle that. Number 16 over to play it and saved by Yildirim. Some scuffles in front here as Luke Hill exchanges words with Kalen Mattern.
Boyle Yildirim, that was a dangerous play there. He flubbed that. That could have been bad with that Isanti player there.
Draw taken in the River Kings zone here. Now Lecomte with it down low. Lecomte's looking for Texmo, finds Texmo, but Texmo couldn't quite handle it. Now number 8 back to play it for Isanti. Isanti going to turn it over in the neutral zone to Antoine Bonin. He's going to hug it along the wall here, pressured by Johnson. Johnson and Dunleavy. Puck squeaks back to Texmo. He's going to play it to Beauchamp. Beauchamp can't quite find Bonin. And now Bonin with it. Hounded by Max Johnson, but able to hang on to that puck and finds a good shot, a really hard shot off the glove of Zachary White.
Yeah, great save by Zachary White there. I didn't know if it looked like it went off. Did it go off his head? Yeah, it looked like it went off his head there and up into the mesh. It's definitely one way of stopping it.
Yeah, Antoine Bonin with one of the hardest shots on the River King roster. So those are always scary, especially when you don't get a clean glove or blocker on it when it's up high like that. Draw in the Asante zone now.
You would know as a goalie, isn't that right, Henry?
Parnell and Wilharm. Parnell winning that draw. A good tip chance.
Oh, chance
out of Barry.
Oh, beautiful touch in by Tudich there.
Whitehead is going to shoot that one. It's tipped by Cooper, and Wilharm is able to find his second of the night.
Owen Tudich.
Oh, Tudich. Tudich is able to find his second of the night. Or first of the night. My apologies. Yeah, great chance there for the River Kings, and they were able to capitalize. Score is now 3-0 with 2:19 left in the second period. 32 shots to 14 as we're going to see a draw on center ice. Wilharm and Parnell. Scuffles in the middle, but Parnell's going to come away with it. Parnell chipping it deep for Meyer. Meyer looking for Schmidt. Can't quite find him. Back up to his defenseman. Orr with a shot. Big tip.
Oh,
and a
my,
battle
right on
in
the
front.
Goal line there. Almost. So close.
Yeah, Yildirim was able to finally find it, but that puck looked like it hit a post and was just sitting there an inch off of the goal line, and he's able to recover it.
Oh, Yildirim might be injured. Oh, he's bleeding. His eye is bleeding. Cut open.
Yeah, blood.
Oh, it doesn't look too bad.
No.
No, it doesn't look too bad.
But as a goal, you need to be able to see, and if you're getting anything inhibiting that, that's
definitely bleeding pretty good, though.
Yeah, he.
But not as bad as I thought initially.
He got sliced by something. Not sure what. Yeah, trainer out here. And yeah, that was quite the scrum in front. Orr had a shot, and it looked like it either hit the very edge of Yildirim's pad or
hit the post, the I post. Think, and came right out back on the almost right on the goal line there. And Bohr dived on it, and I think he may have gotten like a skate or something in his head, or it may have been a stick, but his helmet came off, so it could have been anything, honestly.
Yeah, that's really dangerous, and we're just glad that he's all right. He's good to he looks like he's saying he's good to go here, but just got to get that blood cleaned up. They're recovering his equipment out front, and we're going to see a brief goaltending change, I would assume, with Ayling now coming into the net. I think he's just got to get cleaned up, and he'll probably return to play here as he's smiling and good. Ayling, another solid River Kings goaltender. Both Yildirim and Ayling, I believe, have save percentages over 9.3, which is just phenomenal.
Yeah, 100%. That is very good. Very good for the River Kings to have two strong goaltenders like that. Two minutes left in the second here for Jude. Hopefully he doesn't experience any trouble here with the faceoff in the zone.
No, Parnell
but
and
But Jude will definitely
Wilharm.
Bear down. I think he'll be able to hang in tight for 2 minutes here.
Yeah. Parnell and Wilharm here to the right of Ayling. Going to take this draw. One back by Wilharm. Wilharm to Duvall, but pressured now by Parnell. Scrum along the wall, and that puck is going to move up to Thorson, who's blockered aside. His shot is blockered aside by Ayling. Now over to Parnell. Parnell back to Schmidt behind the net. Whitehead is going to stuff that puck along the boards. Parnell comes away with it, though. Good chance.
Oh,
by
beautiful glove. Beautiful save.
Great shot there by number two, Carson Thorson, and Ayling standing on his head with a great glove save.
Yeah, I think Asante's doing all they can do right now. They know the new goalie in, and I think they're just trying to get one to boost the energy in the team here before the end of the period, before going into third. So they just got to keep taking shots and keep hammering them down. Hopefully one goes in.
Draw sent along the boards. Chouse plays it up to Bryslin, though. Now that's chipped in behind the River Kings net. Meyer and Schaus battling for it down low. Now up along the wall with Parnell and Lecomte. Lecomte comes away with it. Lecomte through the neutral zone. It's going to chip it forward to Breislin. Breislin beating Thompson to the puck, or Thorson to the puck. Now that puck moves over to Meyer. Meyer's going to swing up the right side of the ice. He's going to chip it deep into the River Kings zone. Now Chemie to play it. Chemie losing it behind the net. Four players grappling for it. That puck's going to move over to Schmidt. Schmidt, great pass to Orr. Orr with a shot. That's
beautiful block by Hill there.
Yeah.
That's what dangerous. You need, especially in the dying minutes of these periods like that.
Yeah, 49 seconds left. Another tip chance. And they're going to find one.
Goal.
Yeah, they just had another extra
great
man,
tip to the back door. And number 11 there, I'm not. Dylan Meyer.
Yeah.
Great for him to be back door there for that to happen. Beautiful tip pass to him there.
Yeah, that's tough for any
like I said, though, that's awesome for Isonti. They need that going into the third, a little boost of energy. So that's awesome for them to get because they definitely need that going into the third period here.
Yeah, just a bad break for the River Kings. I think it was tipped twice and then just an open. The Santee player is able to tap that one back door. Now Nutt and Upton on the draw. Upton winning that draw back to Bonin. Bonin over to Beauchamp. But that puck is clamped down on the boards, and they're just going to try and snuff out this play, snuff out the time. 38 seconds left. Now Panofsky with it, moving into the River Kings zone. He's going to stick handle through Bonin, but Bonin is able to pressure that away. Turned over in front of the net is Bagnoli with the puck. Bagnoli into the neutral zone. He's going to be battled away. Now Upton with it. Upton with a shot. That puck is saved
great
by Zachary
save.
White.
Great save. That was a big save going into the third if we would have scored that.
Yeah.
Big save there for Zachary White. Again, keeping his team in it. He's been playing very well all game. 33 shots against him, and only three have gone in. Very strong goaltender here for Isonti.
Now a draw in the Isonti zone. It's going to be won by the River Kings. Shot from Bonin, not quite able to get through. Is now Mattern with it. Mattern. He's going to lose that puck over to Beauchamp. Now in the River King zone, he's going to chip that puck to center ice. And now number 21, Braden Owen, is back to play it. Pressured by Cooper, and time will run out. Pretty even, or more back and forth as what we've been seeing, but River King's able to find a couple of opportunities there and bury them. And Isanti with one big chance, just shaken up as the River King goaltender changed. And the team, they were just able to get some more offensive pressure there and capitalize on that. But
yeah, 100%. I think the River Kings got a good majority of the offense in that period there, which is good for them. I think that's definitely what they wanted coming into this period, putting up two goals as well. But Isonti responded very well in the dying minutes of that period there, and they might just go into this third period feeling really motivated to score a couple and get their team back in this.
Yeah. Still, I believe, no penalties so far, but we will be back for period three in just a moment.
Yeah, hopefully it stays clean.
Yeah.
La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
WIRI Nakusa. Heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
In a cozy little restaurant for lovers. It seems so out of place for you and me. We used to play around under the covers, but now it's just a place to watch TV. So love me like you used to, when our love was brand new. And darling, when hold me like you want. love like you have to. Love me like you used to love me when you used to love me. Maybe we could use a long vacation, but the trouble here is bound to tag along. We used to be each other's inspiration when it only took my touch to turn you on. So love me like you used to when our love was brand new. And darling, when we
Yoko on Country Legends 24/7.
I listened to all forms of music as a kid. Now, I was born into rural southeast Kentucky. Pikeville, Kentucky is in the deepest, darkest of the coal mining regions of Appalachia, and the hollers that the Hatfields and McCoys literally came out of. So that's in my DNA, and it shows up unavoidably in anything I do music. It's always going to be there.
See? they fall down from my eyes. I take a deep breath, but it's only in vain. Nothing's changed here without you. I start every day the same. Yeah, nothing's changed here without you. I start every day the same.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson.
Somebody been shot, somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds,
too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle on down.
You can bet he'll settle down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Loving this thing called country. Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
I've been living a new way of life that I love so. But I can see the clouds are gathering, and the storm will wreck our home. For last night he held you tightly, and you didn't even shut. This is true, for I've been watching,
watching you
from the window above. up above. You must have thought that I was sleeping, and I wished that I had been. But I guess it's best to know you and the way your heart can sin. I thought we belonged together, and our hearts fit like a glove. I was wrong, for I'd been watching
you
from the window of above. The teardrop started as I listened on and on. I heard you whisper to him softly that our marriage was all wrong. But I hope he makes you happy, I was wrong, I was
watching you
from the window up above. How I wish I could be dreaming and wake up to an honest love. I was wrong, for I was
watching you
from the window up above.
Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by La Taqueria. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey to the airwaves this season. Be sure to tune in all season long. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Country Legends 24/7, Wiscountry 105.5.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low in the upper 20s. And partly sunny into tomorrow, high mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds and a high in the upper 30s Sunday. The warmth continues into early next week. Sunshine at around 40 degrees for Monday and Tuesday. Currently 35 degrees.
Center. Some updates on some scores from around the league and some good news for some River Kings fans. Right now, the two teams ahead of the River Kings, because the River Kings are in third place, are the Minnesota Squatch and the Hudson Havoc. Both of those teams are tied with their respective opponents for tonight, the Ox playing the Squatch and the Blades playing Hudson. And if both of those teams are to lose, that is some really good news for the River Kings, as the River Kings could jump to second place and potentially tie up first after the end of the weekend. River Kings back out now. It is currently 3-1. 33 shots for the River Kings and 17 for Asante. River Kings have been able to capitalize a lot so far tonight, with some traffic out front and just some excellent chances. Asante was able to capitalize only one time off of a double tip, which is just a really hard stop to make. Bora Yildirim is returning to the net after an eye injury sustained earlier in the game. He's wearing our number one, Ian Thomas, out to play. Draw is won by number three, James Dubel. Dubel over to Lucas Whitehead. But that puck is turned over. Now Johnson with it into the River Kings zone. Johnson to Yasenko. Yasenko battling for it with Texmo. Texmo is able to strip him with the puck, and Whitehead comes away with it. Whitehead knocking down an Asante player. No penalty, though. Now the puck sent into the neutral zone Thorson looking to play it, but LeCompte recovers it. LeCompte into the Isanti zone with a shot. That shot is just wide of the Isanti goal, though. Now Johnson with it, moving into the River Kings zone. That puck is poked aside by Hell, who loses his feet. Hell to Texmo. Texmo can't keep a hold over it, though, and now it's battled for in the neutral zone. Yatsenko playing it down. Yildirim out to play it, or Tom. Hill moving it up the wing for LeCompte. LeCompte to Texmo. Texmo can't quite keep control of that one, and now Isanti with it, but it's turned over to Bryslin in the slot. Bryslin with a great chance. Saved by White. Third shot after stoning aside two. Fourth shot. He is laying down in the crease.
Beautiful save. Series of saves there by White.
Yeah. River Kings just can't quite capitalize. Now Hill keeping the puck in. He's going to shoot a floundering puck towards White. White still sticks that one aside, though. Now I believe that is Meyer. Meyer to Parnell. Parnell with a great chance here.
Good chance
all alone.
For Isanti.
Great stick by Luke Hill.
Penalty coming up, though. Penalty on Luke Hill there. Let's see
what
it's for.
I'm not sure about that one, you know, because I believe he just lifted his stick. I don't think he actually hooked the player. I thought that was a clean play. What were your thoughts on that?
100% agree. I think for this game being as clean as it was and, you know, the shots that were thrown earlier in the game and no penalties called, I think that call there is a weak call in my opinion. But
yeah, a softer call.
At the end of the day, you know, it happens. He's got to call something eventually, and there's been no period, so you can't really complain about the – I'm sorry, no penalty, so you can't really complain about the ref too much this game.
Draw between Wilhelm and Parnell. Parnell is winning that. Power play for Isanti, 2 minutes, or over to Schmidt. Schmidt over to number two, Thorson. Thorson back to Orr. That puck goes over Yildirim's glove, but wide of the net. Parnell now. Parnell over to Thorson. Thorson up to Orr, who's playing up high. Orr can't get that one through traffic. Now over to number 11, Dylan Meyer. Meyer with a sharp angle shot, but that one's blocked by Lucas Whitehead, who's able to clear it. And now a great chance for the River Kings. Two players in front of any Isanti players, but the goalie is able to play that puck away. That could have been really disastrous for Isanti. Now number 24, Orr. Back to play it, or up to Schmidt. Schmidt is going to turn it over to Wilhelm, but he can't get that one through. Or, a great last name for a hockey player. Schmidt. Schmidt now with it. Yeah, defense as well. Schmidt to Parnell. Parnell looking for somebody. Now deep in the River King zone, he's going to circle the net. That puck is turned away by James Dubel, though, as he tries to center that one, and it's cleared out. Or back to play it, or looking for a far side pass, turned over to Whitehead. Whitehead's just going to send that one back down. And White, not misplaying it, but not perfectly playing it for his defenseman. That's just going to eat up more time, which is what the River Kings want. Now Bagnoli going to turn it over in the neutral zone as Isanti came up trying to get some offensive pressure, which they really haven't been able to build here. Now Schmidt moving into Bonin, turns it over to McNeish. McNeish getting slashed, and there's going to be a call.
Getting a penalty on that.
Yeah, I believe that. I think that's a good call. He was slashed in the foot. He's going to be tripped. And now 20 seconds left on the River Kings penalty. They're going to go on the power play after that.
The River Kings played a man down there very well as well.
Yeah.
Very well. They were able to keep the puck out of their zone for a huge majority of that that penalty. And now they're able to play 4-on-4. And in 20 seconds, they're going to have a power play themselves. So hopefully we can capitalize on that.
Yeah, I believe Isanti only got one shot that whole time. And a shot for the River Kings here by Jake Bryslin. That's turned away by White, who I think offsets the net here. I don't believe the net's on its pegs anymore. These pegs, as a goaltender who plays on those pegs regularly, those pegs are easy to throw off. So,
oh, yeah.
Face off to the right of Zachary White. That draws one by Sean LeCompte. Ref is going to block a player from getting to that puck, though, and now the River Kings are going to come away with it. Jake Bryslin circling down low. He's going to look for LeCompte, who doesn't quite see that. It's going to get by him. Now,
River Kings
21.
Are officially on power play here.
Yeah. And they're going to circle it back through the neutral zone. Bryslin to LeCompte. LeCompte looking for Texmo. Couldn't quite get a shot off. Now, Chouse to play it. Chouse to Bonin. Bonin with a one-timer. That was a
beautiful
great shot.
Blocker save.
Yeah, and a good save there as well. LeCompte now up to Chouse. Chouse almost mishandling it as he was pressured by number 18, Max Johnson, but that puck is sent on a play.
Yeah, I think the River Kings are playing really well at the start of this period. It's only been a little under five minutes. But they're playing really well. They defended that penalty really well, and now they got a power play themselves. So I think they're just looking to get as much shots as possible and see what they can put in on Zachary White, as he's been playing pretty strong tonight.
Schmidt and Texmore are going to take that draw. That puck's going to be poked away by Kersting, though, and now Chouse back to play in the River King zone. Chouse behind the River King net. He's going to bring it up the wing, looking for Jake Breisland or Antoine Bonin. Bonin can't quite play that one, and it's going to be sent back into the River King zone. Gildirim out to play it, pressured by Kersting. Now Bryson with it. It's going to make a move, gets past two guys, but can't quite get past the third, and that puck's going to be sent back down low again. This is kind of what we just saw from the River Kings, as both teams' penalty-killing units are looking pretty good. River King's not able to get any sustained pressure. Now Bryson with it, moving up the wing, looking for Lecomte. Gets a shot, though, turned away by White. It was a good opportunity there. Now Chouse with it down low, looking for Lecomte in the center. Can't quite get it to him. Bryson with it, though. A redirect in front, and that one's just wide of the net there. Now Texmo with it. Texmo to Lecomte. Lecomte looking for either Chouse or Bonin here. That puck's going to move over to Jake Bryson, though, as it was sticked aside by Kersting. Now back up to Chouse. Chouse over to Bonin with a shot, and a great save by White.
Boner
puck in the corner
one.
There. Huge hit from Antoine Bonin. Puck moved over to Jake Bryson.
Beautiful
for a goal.
Shot by Jake Bryson.
That was a excellent series of events.
Shot. Great power play. Great shots. Great execution at the end there. That's awesome for him to get the goal. Bryson especially, as his parents actually flew in from England to watch him play live tonight. So that is a beautiful, beautiful thing for his parents to see, as he hasn't seen them in a very long time.
Yeah.
I'm sure that means a lot to him and his family. That's awesome.
Yeah, some of these players going weeks and months without seeing their families. Bryson, obviously from the UK. That's a great thing to see. Now a draw between Wilharm and Mattern. Center ice. Now 4-1 for the River Kings with 42 shots on goal. And I believe there's going to be a face-off change. No, not quite. Pucks dropped. Win one back to number 3, James Dubell, who plays it over to Whitehead. Whitehead back to Dubell. They're going to get past one guy. Dubell is going to move with it through the neutral zone into the Asante zone. Plays it back to Owen Tudich. Tudich is going to ring that puck around. Now won by Cooper. Centering pass. Couldn't quite find his teammates. Now that puck is played deep and stopped by Zachary White. Now Dubell with it at the blue line, moving in, looking for somebody, looking for something. Can't quite find anything. He's going to move it over to Wilharm. Wilharm takes a huge hit from number 16, Kalen Mattern, but able to stay on his feet there. Bit late hit as well. Now Whitehead with it. Whitehead moves it down towards Wilharm. Wilharm can't quite hang on to that one, though. And now a battle for it. Down in the corner, Wilharm comes away with it.
Nice
centering pass.
Great save.
Great save by White. Coop with it now.
Another chance for
Tudich. Tudich looking to bury his second of the night, but Wilharm.
Wilharm with the, found the rebound. Unbelievable shot. Beautiful series of saves from Zachary White there too. Just unfortunate for him to give off that rebound, but awesome for the River Kings, for Xander Wilharm to be there for his second of the night. That's awesome.
Yeah. And Zachary White's just not really getting help down low, as he's able to make the first save and usually the second save most times. I mean,
100%.
Here
he has 46 shots on him tonight, and he saved 41 of them. I mean, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah, he was
and,
in the splits
the defense
there.
Have to pick up. Asante has to start picking up some sticks in front, I think. There's been too many rebounds given away for them tonight.
Draw at center ice between Chemi and Nutt. This is going to be one of Chemi's last weeks as a River King, as he's going back to Europe, which is very unfortunate for the playoffs. But now Bagnoli on the wing lost the puck to Nutt. Now Whitehead with it is going to play it back to a Isanti defender who's going to turn it over to Dan Upton in the neutral zone. Upton to Chemi. Chemi to Dubel. Dubel to Bagnoli. Great series of passing there. Bagnoli with some space looking for somebody. Can't find anyone. Pressure by Nutt, checked into the boards. Puck's won by Dubel, looking for a shot.
Magnoli hurt on that hit. He's going to the bench.
Yeah, he might
be.
Not
sure what's wrong. He's holding his head.
His visor looks crooked, so he took
Hopefully he's all right.
High hit, yeah. Not good. Not what you want to see right before playoffs. Bagnoli is an excellent player. Very fast player for the River Kings. Very consistent player. Now in deep is Antoine Bonin pressuring Parnell. Parnell to Owen. Owen's going to chip that one to center ice, and there's no one home. So I believe this will be an icing. Yes, an icing is called.
Great period so far for the River Kings. They're getting a lot of offense. And I think defending that penalty as well as they did definitely gave them some momentum. And they popped one, and then now they're just coming back and able to get more. They got a lot of energy right now.
McNeish and Parnell now to take a draw. Yeah, we wondered which team we were going to see coming into the third period after Isanti scored one goal very late in the third. It was a tough one. It was a double redirect and then an open man out front. But now this puck is played down low by Parnell up to number 22, Trevor Ripley. Ripley back to Parnell. Parnell moving through the neutral zone, gets past McNeish. Looks for his teammate, Schmidt. Schmidt with a shot turned away by Yildirim, who loses his stick. But the River Kings have it again. Schweitzer now turns it over to Schmidt in the neutral zone. Schmidt
Yildirim still doesn't have his stick.
That was definitely an offsides.
Well, yeah. That's lucky for Yildirim, as he didn't have his stick. So
yeah, Parnell just caught out there, couldn't quite get out of the zone. And you wonder.
Parnell, excellent move on the boards. He's a really excellent player all around. Seeing to make some great moves tonight, had some very nice chances.
Parnell winning, no, Texmo winning that draw. It was between Texmo and Parnell. Parnell, or LeCompte with it. LeCompte with a shot, and that's gloved aside by White, he's playing very well. I mean, the River Kings have just had some really high-quality chances. So for 47 now shots, five goals doesn't look great, but for how well the River Kings have been playing, it is a good game for him. Now Parnell and Texmo on the draw. Isanti wins that one. It's chipped out to the neutral zone, but Chaus is able to stop it. Now a 3-on-2 for Isanti. Couldn't get anything to happen there, though. Now Hill with it, moving it up to Bryslin. Bryslin looking for his teammate Texmo. He's going to find him. Texmo over to LeCompte. LeCompte into the zone. Couldn't quite hold on to it. He's pressured by Lynn and Orr. Now LeCompte with it. He's going to lose it to Parnell. But Parnell is going to be poke-checked by Bryslin. Bryslin is going to be moving with it behind the Isanti goal. Now Chaus over to LeCompte. LeCompte with some space, looking for somebody. Almost finds Texmo sitting back door, but Texmo is going to move it up high to Luke Hill. Luke Hill with a great shot. Bad rebound, but nothing comes of it. Now Chaus along the left side wing, pressured by Schmidt. And they're going to play, or they're going to have a scuffle down low. Luke Hill now playing it as that puck rolled all the way through the neutral zone back into the River Kings zone. Luke Hill's pressured by number 11, Dylan Meyer. Moves it up to Thorson. Thorson to Orr. Orr looking for a shot, can't quite get one. He's going to move it back over to Thorson, but Thorson can't quite hang on to it, and it's turned over to Luke Hill. Luke Hill with it through the neutral zone. 2-on-2 for the River Kings. He's going to look for a shot here, driving wide. Centering pass over to LeCompte. LeCompte can't quite bury it, though. Now Whitehead with it. Whitehead a shot, deflected aside by Zachary White. Another great save here. Now Bryslin with it along the wall. Bryslin to Texmo. Texmo looking for some chance. Texmo known for being a very gritty and really good in tight player for the River Kings, scoring quite a few goals. I believe it was 8 goals in like the last 5 games.
Yeah, he went on a streak. He got 6 goals in 3 games for us one time.
Now in the neutral zone, back into the defensive zone, Dylan Jimenez with the puck. He's going to circle the net wide, pressured by number 16, Kalen Mattern. Now with it, LeCompte loses that puck to Owen.
And great block by Whitey.
Yeah.
Always blocking shots, always putting his body on the line. It's why he wears the letter on his chest. He's a great captain for the River Kings.
Yeah. Owen now with the puck in the neutral zone, going to play it deep. Isanti's just trying to look for some offensive pressure. They just can't quite get any. River Kings are playing excellent defense right now. Now Jimenez moving up the left side wing. He's going to send that puck forward to Owen Tudich, who's going to tip it deep into the zone. Owen is going to turn it over to Bryce Cooper, who looks for a centering pass. Couldn't make anything of it, though. Now Tudich with it, left side, up to Cooper. Cooper to Wilharm, and Wilharm is going to miss that one. It goes through his legs. Back in the River Kings zone, Jimenez to play it. Jimenez to Beauchamp. That puck is rimmed along the wall. Beauchamp can't quite get to it. Now Wilharm with it, moving into the Isanti zone. He's going to move it over to Tudich. Tudich battling for it, moves it to Beauchamp. Beauchamp pressured by a couple of Isanti players. Centering into the slot, Bonin with a shot. That puck is blocked by Orr. Now Orr flying towards the puck deep into the River Kings zone. That puck went all the way back. Now Orr with it, looking for a centering pass. And he finds Johnson, but Johnson cannot make anything of it as that puck hops over his stick. Now Tudich with it. Tudich to Wilharm. Cooper moving towards the right side, or left side of the goalie, Zachary White, but he's not going to get a pass yet. A try there from Wilharm. Can't make anything of it. Now in the neutral zone, Parnell with it. Parnell defended by Chaus. Chaus able to stick that one away. Number 13, Duke Kersting, moving with it along the wall. Now a battle for it in the goal line behind the River King netminder. Bryce Cooper moving with it along the right side wall, coming up the wing. Loses control of that puck, but able to make some space and send it over to Owen Tudich. Tudich battling Parnell down low in the Isanti zone. Now McNish with it. McNish coming back over to Chaus. Chaus with a quick shot and a good save. Or I believe, I don't know if that was blocked or not, but another save by Zachary White as these are just flying towards him and coming off of him. Now Parnell with it all alone. River Kings are able to get back though. That's a great back check. And he centers that one to Schmidt, but Schmidt can't quite hold onto it. A shot from Schmidt towards the goaltender. He's able to turn that one aside. Now over to Chaus. Chaus fields that one out of the air with his hand. Plays it up to Schweitzer. Schweitzer now into the offensive zone for the River Kings. Taking it low. He's checked by Finch. Gives it over to Meyer. Looking for a stretch pass, but that's defended by Dubel. And a whistle. There hasn't been a whistle in quite a while. Here, as pucks, the play has just continued and changes from both teams we've seen. Dubel now back to play it, and there was an icing.
All right, get y'all's 50-50 tickets ready.
Well, shots here are 51 for the River Kings and 21 for Isanti. 6:14 left in the third, and River Kings are up 5-1 right now. It's looking really good for the River Kings. However, Isanti's been able to get some energy in these last couple minutes here. But River Kings, again, just staying consistent and keeping it in their zone as much as they can.
Whitehead now with it, yeah. Just some more pressure from Isanti, but River Kings firing back. A slap shot from James Dubel is stopped by Zachary White.
He's on fire, man. He's on fire.
Yeah, his confidence has only grown over the last couple of games. He was able to bury an excellent goal against the Minnesota Blue Ox last weekend, and he's building off of that. Now draw one to Schweitzer. Schweitzer can't hold on to it. That puck leaks into the neutral zone. Now Dubel with it. Dubel circling, looking for Gruda. Gruda with it up along the wall into the Isanti zone. Centering pass. Couldn't quite connect. Over to Schweitzer. Schweitzer now in low. McNish plays it behind the net. And that puck is now back into the neutral zone. Whitehead to play it. Gets tackled by Kalen Madder. No call though. Now Whitehead over to James Dubel. Dubel over to Schweitzer. Schweitzer over to Gruda. Now a 2-on-3 for the River Kings as Isanti has plenty of players back to defend. Puck gets all the way down behind Zachary White, and there's a battle behind the net for it. And we're going to have Wyatt Nutt coming away with it. But Nutt's going to turn it over. Gruda. Now number 3 with it for Isanti, circling behind
Rue's
the net. He's
going to work
around
this shift.
Yeah, the fourth.
Awesome, Luke Gruda.
The fourth line
energetic
for the River Kings.
Weapon right now.
Now Chaus with it. Has some space through the neutral zone, able to pick up some speed. He's going to make a move. Looking in tight, looking for any teammates to move it to. Can't quite find anyone. Finds Schweitzer, though, behind him. Now Schweitzer to Upton. Upton to Chemi. Back to Upton. Upton a shot, just wide right. That puck swings up the boards towards Dylan Jimenez. Jimenez now to Schweitzer. Schweitzer with a try. That one's blocked by number 22, Trevor Ripley. Upton now with it, down to Schweitzer. Schweitzer to Upton, but that puck is turned away by Orr. Orr with it up the wing now. Great check there from William Chouse, and the puck is won to Upton. Upton going to play it back, and he's just kind of killing some time, letting his team regroup here, which is all you need when you're up 5-1. Chouse with it, Chemi through the neutral zone, looking for some space. Makes a move, beats a man, and there is an offsides call.
Orr has been a great player for Isonti tonight, offensively and defensively. He's made a lot of rushes, blocked a lot of shots, a lot of nice breakout passes. Very fast, very good player for Isonti to have on the defensive end for him.
Yeah, and now we're seeing more of this top line from Isonti as they're trying to get something going offensively, but River Kings are matching them out there with their first liners as well. Now Breislin with it, plays it down to David Chemi. Chemi in front for LeCompte. LeCompte can't quite finish it. And that puck is worn back by Isonti. Now Schmidt with it, moving through the neutral zone. Schmidt and Parnell, defended by Bonin and Beauchamp. Schmidt still with it. Good shot and gloved aside by Yamiro.
Big hit from Xavier, Beauchamp, Schmidt there. Might be getting penalties on it as well.
Yeah, I think that was a bit late.
Yeah, the whistle was blown. I think it's just for us. Yeah, looks like the Isonti Outlaws are going to get a power play here on a late hit.
Those are mistakes that you can't make, and obviously right now the River Kings have a bit of a buffer, leading 5-1 with 3:35 left in the period. But still, you want to play disciplined hockey, especially as the clock winds down and the season winds down as well. Or with it, Isonti winning the draw over to Thorson. Thorson down to Meyer. Meyer circling past Dubel. Still behind the net. He moves it over to Parnell. Now up to Thorson. Thorson to Orr. Orr with a shot. That's tipped aside. Now Whitehead to play it behind the net. Parnell comes away with it, though. Thorson losing his feet and the puck, but he's able to get a hold of it and rim it down low again. Now Whitehead just trying to trap it along the boards and potentially make some room to clear it here, but he's just killing time at this point. That's all you need to do. Power play ticking away for the Isonti Outlaws as LeCompte comes away with it. Now a race for the puck between LeCompte and Orr. Orr's going to win that race, though. He's going to try and go for a circling move, but he's going to lose his feet, and Parnell is luckily there to come away with it as LeCompte could have had a good chance there. Now, shot from Isonti, blocker down and covered up by the goaltender for the River Kings.
Shots are 53 for River Kings and 23 for Isonti with 2:34 left in the third period here with the River Kings up 5-1.
Yeah.
One thing I do have to say is the 0-3s on the River Kings, this is their last regular season game in the home barn tonight. It's got to be an emotional night for them finishing up this game. And, you know, hopefully they've enjoyed their junior career and it only goes further in college.
Draw one by the River Kings here, yeah. It was senior night tonight for those 0-3, so I'm sure they're enjoying this one, leading 5-1 right now. Power play taken down for Isonti, and that puck is held on the blue line by Owen, who almost lost it. That could have been a great chance for the River Kings, but he's able to maintain it. Now Chouse clearing that puck down. White out to play it. White to Finch, and Tudich is there to forecheck. A little update, though, on some scores from around the league. The Blades are leading the Hudson Havoc, who are in first place right now, 2-1.
Huge,
that would be
for the River Kings.
Huge.
Huge.
And the Ox are still tied with the Squatch, so we have yet to see who's going to come away with a win on that one. Now Tudich with it in the offensive
Beautiful
zone.
Beautiful effort by Tudich to keep possession of this puck here.
Yeah, he's battling
through. He is going to work.
Three Isonti players as the power play finally expires from Isonti. Extra man out now. Well, not an extra man, but back to full strength is the River Kings. It's Gruda. Now Finch playing it deep. Hill to recover it. Hill moving through the neutral zone. Tries to make a move, just